What do you call a channel in a road or a field that's been cut by a stream or by rain?
Gutter.
Okay.
Or it could be a gully. Now, gully, though, would be caused by rain rather than created or used as a flow for water.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you name some of the streams and rivers and brooks and creeks and things in the neighborhood?
Well, there's your Ogeechee River, Black Creek, Mill Creek, Canoochee River. Yeah, that's all we have in our immediate.
Okay. What's something that's bigger than a hill? Like up around Powhatan?
Slope or a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call a place where a road crosses a mountain?
Pass.
Okay. If you were standing in the mountains on the edge of a sheer drop, you'd be standing on the edge.
Cliff.
Of And what do you call a structure where boats stop and
unload freight?
Let's see, a stream runs along and then there's a sharp drop. What do you call
it?
And what do you name several different kinds of paved roads according to what they're made of?
Asphalt, soil cement, concrete, clay, stone, brick.
Oh, we're pretty well covered, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's see, if a person doesn't live on the main road, he might live on a
side road.
What do you call a road that goes from a public road up to the house?
Lane.
And from a barn to a pasture?
That's right, yeah.
Well, that would be a lane, too. From a barn to a pasture?
Uh-huh. Nice. Oh, would you have any particular word for
I don't
that?
Think so, not that, that I'm aware of.
Okay. What do you call a road that's lined with trees? Yes. Might go up to a house on.
Avenue.
Okay. A boy picked up something heavy off the ground and he
hurled it.
Okay. And what might that thing have been?
A rock.
Okay. If you ring the doorbell at a friend's house and there's no answer, you might say, oh, well, I guess he isn't
here.
Okay. And what's the phrase that gets across the idea that this is where he lives? He isn't
at home.
What does a cow give?
Milk.
And if a person likes to put this on his cereal, he likes his cereal, what milk?
Sweet milk.
Yeah. Well, he likes it. What's the preposition you put in there? He likes his cereal, what milk?
With milk.
Okay. And if he doesn't like it on his cereal, then he likes it?
Without milk.
Okay. He wasn't walking away from me. He was coming
toward me.
If you saw a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time, you might come home and tell your wife, guess who I ran
into this week.
If the father is named Tom and the child is named Tom Jr., then you might say the child was named
Thomas.
Okay. Oh. The child was named what, his father? He was named.
Wait a minute, go back.
Okay. The father is named Tom, and they named the child Tom also. So you'd say the child was named what, his father?
The son.
Well, would you say he was named after him or for
him? Oh, sure. It was named for his father, yeah.
Okay. A four-legged animal that barks is a
dog.
Okay. And what's a call to a dog to attack something?
Sicking.
What do you call a dog of mixed breed?
Cur.
Did the dog bite the boy? Yes, the boy was.
Bitten by the dog.
What's an animal that gives milk?
Cow.
And what's the male called?
Bull.
And do you know any other words for bull? If a woman didn't want to say bull, what she might say? Nice euphemism.
Sire.
Okay. Two horses working together are called a
team.
And two oxen working together?
Now, I know there's something that for it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Are there oxen used around here that's working?
There was back in the late 1800s because they used oxen to move timber out of, trees cut out of the swamps to the sawmills.
Uh-huh. Well, if you had one yoke of oxen, have you heard that, a yoke of oxen?
Yes, I've,